Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell. On this podcast, for 5 minutes every day, I try to give a nugget for men to live a godly life, to have greater marriages, be better husbands. Maybe we'll do a section on better dads as well. Right now, we've been looking at spiritual health and 10 questions to ask ourselves to sort of gauge our spiritual health. And I want to go to scripture today and tomorrow probably and look at one real quick passage and sort of talk to myself, if you will, about how am I really applying this to my life. And for you gentlemen to be thinking about, regardless of where you are in your walk with God, here's a really good one that we need every day. It's from Romans chapter 1. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. So let's just take that apart a second. How does this apply to us as men of God, or men that are trying to walk with God, trying to be good husbands, trying to be good dads, in general, be good men, good godly men? And so one thing that it speaks to me is that there's a great power that we need every day, and it comes from the gospel. This isn't something that we just needed to become saved that on that special day, but it is something that we need every single day to live in the fullness of all that God has for us. So gentlemen, regardless of your past, even if you mess up as a Christian, that what are you doing today to live knowing that it is the gospel is the power of God for salvation right now, for you to make it through this day, for you to make it through this trial, for you to make it through this tribulation, for you to be the husband that your wife needs, for you to be the man of God that the community you live in needs for you to be. So think about that. I encounter many men many times that look at me and go, well, I don't know the Bible like you do, or yeah, I don't walk with God like you do, or I can't be like you. And I'm always, well, I'm flattered, I guess, by that sometimes, but more often than not, I'm sort of saddened by it. And I understand if I were to, and when I have met men of God that I've really looked up to, I understand that feeling. But that's not a feeling God wants for us to have. Here's what Paul's saying: for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So, do you believe? Then you have the power of God, the power of the gospel. You don't have to be super Christian to have this. You just have to believe. It's for everyone. Everyone who believes. And so when I hear that, I'm thinking, do they not believe? Do they not realize the great power that they have in the gospel? So what is the gospel and how does it give us power? Well, the next verse kind of fills in those gaps. In verse 17 of Romans chapter 1, it says, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. So you have this faith that God has given you, and in that faith, God has revealed to you his righteousness, and his righteousness covers you so that you can go before the throne room of God, the throne room of grace, and present your petitions, present your prayer requests, present yourself before God. Hey God, here I am, your humble servant. Use me today. Help me today to be a better husband. Help me to serve my wife. Help me to cherish and love my wife more. Help me to live in the full power of the gospel of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that I may glorify you by being a better husband, by being a better man of God, by being a better neighbor, a better man at work, whatever it might be. Why? Because you live in the righteousness, that you live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. If you are righteous, you're living by faith. You're a man of God. It's been credited to a British Parliament guy from a long time ago, Edmund Burke, is credited with this thought, and I'll pick this up tomorrow. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. So let's think about that, guys, tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. God bless. Have a great day.